Hi, my name is Yavor and I'm a program manager on the Microsoft Azure Mobile Services team. And we're here today to talk about how to easily enable on-premises connectivity for your mobile service. Let's imagine a scenario where you have an enterprise application and you have an on-premise database or an on-premise web service that you're not ready to migrate to the cloud. What the scenario I'm about to show you will enable is for you to relay traffic to the on-premise service to easily enable a cloud-hosted mobility layer using mobile services. Let's go ahead and get started here. I have my developer machine open and I've connected to my database server. And the database server is called Yavor G-Work. And what I have running here is an instance of SQL Server. And this has already been pre-configured to connect to mobile services. So let me just walk you through the steps I did to do that. The first thing is I needed to create a user. And so I created this user called Hybrid Connection. Inside the user, I gave it a set of mappings here. So you notice it has access to a schema. So in this case, I've named the schema after my mobile service name. So this is the schema where I'll create the database and the tables for my mobile service. After creating the user, I can show you the actual schema and the tables inside. So you notice here it is, and I have a to-do items table. If we go through that, you'll see that it has just two items in it, first item and second item. And this is just existing data I already have on my premise. Now, we need to take a little bit of care here to make sure that our database is available over TCP, since the relay connection I'm about to show you uses port-to-port TCP traffic. So to do that, I actually headed over to the configuration manager here. And under protocols for SQL Express, I had to make sure the TCP IP is enabled. And then if I drill into TCP IP, I had to make sure that I'm using a well-known IP address, in this case, 1433. So what our relay service will do is that it will relay all traffic from this local host on port 1433 to my cloud mobile service. So now that I've done this little bit of setup here in SQL Server, let's head over to the Azure portal. I can head over to the BizTalk Services tab here. And you notice I already have a BizTalk service. So now what I need to do is create a new hybrid connection. And the hybrid connection is the cloud endpoint that's going to enable me to relay the traffic between the on-premise machine and the mobile service. In this case, I already have one, but I can show you how to create a new one. It needs a name. So I can just pick this. And then it needs the host name of my machine. So in this case, it will be that. And then the port name on which my web server or my SQL server is running. So in this case, it was 1433. I've actually already created that and I have it available, but I can just go ahead and do another one. This is actually very quick, just takes a few seconds. Okay, here it is. You see the new connection I just created, Yavor G test one. And you notice it actually tells me the on-premises setup is incomplete. And what that means is that my on-premise VM doesn't have the right listener installed to be able to relay traffic to the cloud. And I can easily do that by just selecting this connection and then just selecting on-premises setup. And what that will let me do is just click through and run this simple installer that installs a service on my machine that relays traffic from that port to the cloud. I'm actually not going to go through these steps right now, as I've already created a hybrid connection here called Dev Database, and I've already installed the listener. And as you can see in the portal, it's reporting that one instance is connected, so I'm good to go. Now, my on-premise machine is fully configured, so I'll close that down, and I'll head over to my mobile service. On the configure page, I'll scroll down to this new hybrid connections area that we've added, which lets you manage the hybrid connections that are associated with your mobile service. I can go ahead and add a new hybrid connection, pick the BizTalk service I created already, and you'll see I have the hybrid connection I just created. But I'm not going to go through with that. I actually have already added the dev database connection I had in BizTalk. Listening on Yavor G-work, port 1433. And it's connected, which means the listener is configured correctly, and my mobile service is ready to talk to that on-premise database. Now, in this case, it's a SQL database, so I need to instruct my mobile service to connect to that database. By default, as you know, mobile services will create a database in Azure and try and connect to that. To enable that, in the first thing I'll do here is go to my app settings, and I'll add the connection string. And you've noticed I'm actually using the exact server name and port that I would be using if I was connecting to that database locally or from my on-premise network. So just use the exact same connection information, and then we can switch over to our mobile service and use this connection string. I've already downloaded the quick start here, and I have it open in Visual Studio. I'll go ahead to the service project here, and I'll open the database context. You'll notice by default it's using the ms_table connection string, which is the connection string to the database provisioned by mobile services. Instead, we want to use our on-premise connection string. So I'll get rid of this, and then I'll pull in the value of that app setting. And let's pull in the name. Great. It's that easy to use the custom connection string I specified in the portal. Let's go ahead and publish our service. And here we go, it's ready. And let's go ahead and run our client application. What we should see here is the two items that were in my on-premise database show up seamlessly in my mobile service. So there you go, first item and second item. I can go ahead and add another item. Press save. And that will write through all the way from the cloud to my on-premise database. And we can easily verify that just by heading back to our on-premise database server here. We can go back into SQL Management Studio and just re-query this database. And there you go. Here's our third item, ready to be used. What we just demonstrated is how easy it is to enable connectivity from the cloud to an on-premise database, which lets you easily build a mobility layer using mobile services for on-premise enterprise assets. Go ahead and give this a try and let us know what you think. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my name is Yavor, and I'm available on Twitter. Thank you very much.